So, you know, of course we know, as we recall, there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about whether the Bez Nagada, like we paskin, as you see the Rambam, is Shivim Be'achad. The Echad, of course, Al-Gabehen, Tachas. I appreciate you're not leaving me hanging there. Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu, of course. But there is this Das Yachad of Rabbi Yehuda that it's Shivim. So, leaving aside, you know, the immediate problem of En Bezdan Shakul, so the Gemara is interested in the different derivations. So, Gavi, I think you, we're back to you.
Yeah.
Top of the order. High on base percentage.
So, Hebrei Gdola Haisel. My time under Rabbanan Ba'amri and Moshe Agabeh. Amr Ferali, Yatsu Yusham.
Imach. So, Imach. So very simply, they say, look, the Pasuk says, v'hisyatzvu sham imach, the context is in Sefer Bamidbar, starting this week, and Parshas Baloscha will be there 3 weeks from now, because we have Shavuos, of course, in the middle. So, lo uchal anochi levadi, Moshe says, kachat osali, hargeni naharog, v'al rebe rasi, Es fali shivimish mizikne Yisrael. Right, so this is the pasuk that the Rambam quoted, as we know, as a source for the very institution of the Sanhedrin, and it says that they were supposed to go to the Ohel Moed. Everybody, with the exception of, this is the next week in the Gemara. We're not going to get into it now. Who are the Shnei Anashim who were Nisharim b'Machana? Eldad, Umedad. Okay, only a matter of time before the Israelis start using those names. So. Why Nimrod first? So, it might have been good guys. Who knows? A different day is in Chazan. So, Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Pasuk says, V'his Yatzvu Sham Imach. So that means that they're part of the group with you. So if you're one, and they're 70, as it is written, Es Fali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, so the rabbis say, what do you want from us? 71. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Imach Mishum Shechina. And today we aspire to nothing more, but also nothing less than to understand what this means. Because on its face, I think we would all agree that it's a highly enigmatic statement. Oh, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to know, his Yatzvu Sham Imach, with you, Moshe, that doesn't mean that there's 71 on the Sanhedrin HaGedolah. All that means is Mishum Shechina. I mean, you can't run fast enough to Rashi in a situation like this, right? It's like, what? But let's hold off. Let's just sit with that for a second. So there's something. Wait. That's okay. We'll go ahead. I mean, before we get to Rashi, but I just wanted to digest for a second. Rabbi Yehuda is putting his finger on a critical issue before we go any further, which is what? That what might be at issue here? I mean, we keep on talking about, and we've really been pushing the idea that the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu is the template for the Sanhedrin HaGedolah, and Moshe Rabbeinu personally is the template for the Nasi, as Aaron is the template for the Kohen Gadol. It's Kami Banav Tachtav for Aaron, and it's Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu, and we try to be Mechadish that that's true, our Mahalich, okay? You know, maybe 25 years from now when you're teaching Sanhedrin, you'll say, I remember Rebbe's Mahalich, that was a little bit Bedochak, but whatever it is, you know, that I'm saying that Moshe is the archetype for all Dayanim, you know, I stand by it. Maybe then I'll sit by it, but I'll you know, you know, I'll hold for my position. So now, right, what we're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that there was something maybe distinctive about that. Imach Mishum Shechina. That wasn't just a Bezdin. That wasn't just a Bezdin HaGadol, but what was different about that scenario? V'atzalti min haruach asher alecha. It's somewhere between just the regular Bezdin or Sanhedrin HaGedola even. And Ve'atzalti mina aruach asher alecha v'samti alehem. This idea that there's a quasi-prophetic kind of a situation. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda has the right to say, you know, Mifurashin Bikra. It's all well and good, but maybe there's something anomalous about that situation. Maybe there's a certain downside to building everything off of this archetype that was distinctive. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I just, you know, we should start to open ourselves up to that possibility. I'm just suggesting. I'm not saying anything dispositive yet. But Rabbi Yehuda imach mishum shechina. So let's take a look now at Rashi. Yavi, I appreciate your patience. Ah, so the first approach is Dafka 70 and not 71. Because Moshe Rabbeinu isn't part of the group. Where is he? He's, according to the first day in Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Yohel Moed, exactly, correct, Gavi. And where's everybody else? Outside. So imach doesn't really mean imach here, because they're with you, but they're not quite with you. This is like, you guys will come with me, but stay here. So what's difficult, of course, about this approach in Rashi, in my view, is maybe why there's a second approach in Rashi, is that if that's really the idea, that it's 70 separated from one to justify Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that there's only 70, which word becomes like really difficult within that framework? Yeah, very good. The very word that we're focused on doesn't sound really like imach. Mashlema davar dome, you know, if you want to go see Aaron Hadayan play and say, somebody says, oh, you come imi, and then you get to the stadium and the guy goes inside and says, oh, just wait here, I'll be back in 3 hours. That's not exactly what you had in mind in terms of going to the game together. You know, it's true that the person could say, well, we went to the game together, you know. But you wouldn't really say that was an imach kind of a situation, right? I'd be a little bit disappointed. So there's a second day in Rashi, I think for obvious reasons. Lashon Acher. The second day in Rashi I want to develop. I think it's a very profound idea. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, sure. Of course Moshe was with him. Of course in that case you needed 71. Because what was going on there? Go ahead, Gavi. What was the... But there it was distinctive. It was singular. It can't be the archetype for any future generation. Shimon?
Shem actively took the Nebuah that was on Moshe and put it on everybody else on the 70 games, so they ought to be with Moshe.
Beautiful, Shimon. So now, give me a couple possibilities as to why then that is no longer a proper archetype for any future Sanhedrin HaGedola.
There's no original who like has the Nebuah that for it to then be placed on for other people. It's all like at the same time, all 71 of them.
Okay, that's a really, I thought you were only going to get to that second, to be honest. That's a higher level approach. Okay, I think you just hit a double. So I like that idea. What Shimon is suggesting is that maybe the structure of the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu was just fundamentally different because you had to take from one and then to sort of spill over to these others. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So there you had 71, but that's not L'dorei Doros. Now, I think that's a really good idea, but Shimon, if you just want to play devil, I don't want to cause you to have any kind of a split personality issue, but if you just want to play devil's advocate with yourself here, what would you say back to Rabbi Yehuda if that were true? So, okay, Rabbi Yehuda, fine, you're right. And that won't be the case in any future generation, but how many guys should they have gathered then in that situation, if Rabbi Yehuda is really correct?
Why isn't there 70 in this case, too?
what would have made sense? If you think that the number for the Sanhedrin, the Dori Doros, is 70, and you're saying this is different because Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously going to be there and it's all going to spill out from him. Right. Okay, so what's another possibility? I like what you said very much, but I think we can maybe take a slightly sharper point of view. Lashon Acher Mishum Shechina Shetisha Shechina Aleihem Hutzrichu Lios Moshe Imaim Kedechsiv Ve'atzalti Min HaRuach Asher Alecha. Excellent. I was hoping you would say that, so that we don't have this requirement anymore for Hashras HaShechina. That was Mishum Shechina. I think this actually is a glot. It's a perfectly smooth reading of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Imach Mishum Shechina to Dechia. In that generation, there was something else going on. It wasn't a pure Sanhedrin HaGedola. It was a Sanhedrin HaGedola, but a quasi-prophetic Sanhedrin HaGedola. So you didn't need that quality, v'yatzalti min haruach asher alecha, you didn't need the v'hisyatzfu sham imach in any other generation. I think that's really the correct approach. Now, Micah, just before you commit yourself fully to that idea, I just wanted to tell you, let's not completely dismiss the possibility that there is a form of Hashras HaShechina on the Sanhedrin HaGedola, but just not the same as it was in the Midbar. Not like a prophetic Hashras HaShechina, but something else, okay? And you know where I'm going with that idea. I mean, we've talked about this, you know, earlier on, returning to some of the, you know, issues that we covered in the beginning of this month, but I'm very fascinated by this. Okay, so that's the Dechia, if that interpretation is correct, if Micah's interpretation is correct, it's the Dechia. So maybe we're back to square one, in the Shakla Vitaria, so Gavi, back to you. Virabanan, they say, well, we've got more tricks up of our sleeve. We've got more cats in our hat. Ah, so Virasu Itach, V'masah Ha'am, they will bear the burden of the people with you. Right, that's what the pasuk goes on to say. Right, velotisa ata levadacha, you won't have to carry by yourself, but you'll be carrying with them. So, Eitan, what does it sound like? Vinasu itach b'masam itach v'at b'adayu. That Moshe, you're not being relieved, right, of your responsibilities, but that what's going to happen? These 70 will be, right, which means 71. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda better have some answer for that. Okay, Gavi, go ahead. Ooh, interesting. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'nasu itach b'masa ha'am." That doesn't tell you that they'll be sharing the burden of responsibility. That tells you that at least in that generation, b'domin lecha. Itach isn't a reference to shared burdens. But in that generation, which Micah, if he's correct, has already set up for us, had its own shikulim, had its own tenaim, had its own conditions, its own needs, its own stipulations, sui generis, distinctive from all other generations. So in that generation, maybe, there was a need, maybe dafka because there was a hashras hashchina, bedomin lecha, that they had to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, not exactly like Mikol Ha'adam Asher Al Pnei Adama, Lokam B'Yisrael Kenavi Od, Kimesha Asher Yedo Hashem Panim Al Panim. Right. So Rashi says B'Domin Lecha. They have to be. We'll get to this a little bit later. Not today, but later. You know, the sugya. Got Gavi. Rashi says Mimum, right? So they're miyuchas, they come from the proper families, zumenuk and mimum, right? In terms of their physicality, right? We're going to see that the yichus and the nikoi mimum is going to be important for other reasons. Maybe it's even, if we just had a hypothesis at the moment, maybe it's even important for purposes of hashras hashchina, okay? So, you know, Rabbi Yehuda is able to carry off even this pasuk. Vinasu itach, not a shared burden, as Eitan very succinctly put it, but a qualitative statement about who these singular individuals should be. Singular meaning in that generation, distinctive from subsequent generations. Okay, so the ball is back in the court of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan?
Rabbanan. Malakel Melech HaMasuri Tzvah Nafka. Yopa Sanhedrin Gdola Misanhedrin Tzvah.
So the rabbis say, actually, this is really important. It's like sort of drill into this question. We also subscribe to the idea of Bedomin Lecha, that all of the other Dayanim should be similar to Meshe Rabbeinu. But we derive it from a different pasuk. V'nasu itach b'masa ha'am is a shared burden, as Eitan says. So how do we know that the other 70 have to have some of Moshe's virtues? Mi v'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha nafka. They learn it from that pasuk. And even though that's, by definition, a pasuk much earlier in the Torah, in Parshas Yisro, talking about the lower courts, V'yalfa Sanhedri Gedola mi Sanhedri Ketana. If the Sanhedri Ketana has to have, Sanhedrios Ketanos, lower courts, have to have Meshe Rabbeinu's virtues, so Kal v'chomer, people on the Sanhedri Gedola should be qualified in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu is, okay? So in the end, is the Gemara able to prove 70 versus 71? There were two attempted proofs of the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda parried each of them away and said, oh, and by the way, as far as the point of Bidomin Lecha, we agree to that. But we learn it from a different source. Now, there's great, great significance, Yasi, to the fact that the Rabbanan agree to Domin Lecha. Right? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why is that not as significant as the fact that it's the Rabbanan?
Because how else would they be able to get his nevuah?
Right. So for Rabbi Yehuda, right, good, but to sharpen it, what are we after here? For Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda, what is the critical point of his position? Micah. Okay, that's an excellent thought. I totally agree, but I think you're a step ahead. That Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying what? That generation was different. The Sanhedrin of that generation is a different Sanhedrin. It's a Sanhedrin of Shekhinah. And so the fact that they had to have certain qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, who obviously was the Adon HaNevi'im, to make them ra'oi for that Hashras HaShekhinah, no great surprise. But if that's not what we're looking for, L'dorei Doros, it's not really that important as far as our question. Our question is, you know, what's the shape of the Sanhedrin, the Dorei Doros? And what do the Rabbanan say? You know, actually, we think we learned it from the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu. And guess what? We subscribe to the principle of Domin Lecha. That all of the Dayanim should be, on some level, Domin Moshe Rabbeinu. But lo od, it's even better than that. Because where do they learn it from? They don't limit that to the Sanhedrin Gedola, but they say it's true even of the lower courts. As Yisro said to Moshe, V'hakel me'alecha, v'nasu itach. Imes adavar hazeh atasa, v'tzivcha lokim v'yachol ta'amo, v'gam kolam hazeh, makamo yavo v'shalom, shalom al Yisrael. But you know why that's really great for us? Because apparently the principle of Bedomin Lecha extends all the way down. And I don't want to get greedy here, but I won't be unhappy if all the way down even goes as far as Bez and Shul Shalosha. Because let's be clear, the Sanhedrios Ketanos can have higher standards, but what's the difference between whether in a particular city we had a Bez and Shul Chav Gimel or Bez and Shul Shalosha? Population requirements. You could have millions of people there and still not, for technical reasons, have a Sanhedrin, Shalashim, Vishlosha. So once you say, not just Lashitas Rabbi Yehuda, Lashitas Rabbanan, it's Bedomin Lecha, and it's all built off of the personal qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Misanhedri Ketana Nafka. Right here, I'm not sure that Sanhedri Ketana only has to mean Again, if you see the expression Sanhedrin Oskitanos, more often than not, it's going to mean Sanhedrin Shalchav Gimel. Here, it's clearly, in the context of the Pesukim of Yisro, the lower courts. Sarei Alefim, Sarei Meo, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros. V'akel Me'alacha V'nasu Itcha. Good. So Rashi says, go ahead, Gavi. V'rabana nafka luhu b'do min lecha. V'nasu Itcha. Okay, this is extremely important. So again, the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is not just one. It's not 71 versus 70. It's above all the question as to whether the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu is an archetype or not. And Rabbi Yehuda, like I said, nothing more, nothing less, says Mishum Shechina. That was a different story. That Sanhedrin had a different mission, had a different role. That's V'atzalti min haruach asher alecha. That's a different quality. And therefore, bedomin lecha, for Rabbi Yehuda, is a very limited principle. It's for a quasi-prophetic Sanhedrin. For the Rabbanan, who see the Sanhedrin of Moshe Rabbeinu as a paradigm, as the archetype of every single Sanhedrin, and we know the Rambam Paskins that way. So, if they hold a bidom in lecha, that's really important. And what's even better, that bidom in lecha isn't limited to the Sanhedrin Agedola, it goes down to the Sanhedrin Kitana, and we see indications, just spent a few days on it, at the Bezdin Shel Shlosha level. Moshe Anav, every dayan has to be an Anav. Vayako Moshe Vayoshian, that's part of the definition of Anshei Chayim. Now, one point of caution here. I'm not turning my back, Micah, on the possibility that Hashras HaShechina also matters for the Sanhedrin B'chol Dor V'Dor. But not the same kind of prophetic Hashras HaShechina. Not V'atzalti min haruach asher alecha v'samti aleihem. That's a different kind of Hashras HaShechina. Okay? What we're looking for, and what we will look for, is Elohim Nitzav Badasel, Bekerav Elohim Yishbot. That Hashra Sashchina that we talked about. Okay, very good. Everybody's clear? Everybody's good? Okay, so let's move on to the next section. So this is towards the bottom of the Amud. Eldad and Medad will have to forgive us. Od Chazon Lamoed, Eldad and Medad. We shall meet again someday. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's, Gavi, tell us what you think.
That's talking about the things that you need to have.
What kind of Sanhedrin? Okay, so you want to say it applies even to the Sanhedrios Katanos? Could be. You know what I would say? I don't know. I don't know how one would know exactly. Amr b'yochra ne moshir b'sanhedri elo bali koma, bali chachma, bali mara, bali zikna, bali kshafim. I don't know that I have any information to assign meaning to Sanhedrin here as Sanhedrin Gedola, Sanhedrin Ketana. I think what Shimon is saying, in the absence of that information, maybe we'd have to assume that it applies to all of them. Unless you had some specific indication. So I don't have any indication. It's not like there's a pasuk where I could say, oh, what's the context of that pasuk? Then I'd want to figure out, after somewhat punting on this question because I don't really think I have a great deal of information to assess it. I'd probably want to figure out what are Bale Koma, Bale Chachma, Bale Mara, Bale Zikna, Bale Kshafim, and also V'yodin B'shivim Lashon. So let's try. I mean, we'll go through what we can. So let's start one by one. Bale Koma. So Gavi, what do you take that to mean? Well, before you get to Rashi, what would you say about Baal? Let's just go one by one. And then, of course, we'll see Rashi. Just wonder. So okay, so there's people of Bale Koma. Literally means, you know, like their koma, their height, their, I don't know. What do you need, 7 footers? A stretch 4. I want somebody to put on the wing, you know. Okay. Extend out to the 3-point line when necessary. Bale Koma. Okay, interesting. Bale Chachma. Bale Mara. People of impressive appearance. Bale Zikna. Is there a minimum age requirement? Bale Kshafim. Sorcerers? We had a bar mitzvah in the shul, you know, so the bar mitzvah, obviously when it's in the shul, you know, I go to, you know, but this was like the kids' party, they invited me. Usually they don't invite me, so I don't go, you know, that's like a good clown life, if you're not invited, don't crash. But they invited me, so I thought I should go, you know, it would be rude not to go. So I went for a few minutes, you know, I think I stayed probably for 10 minutes. The kid happened to be in RYNJ. Could have been anywhere. And there was they had an illusionist. Bal Kshafim. So, you know. He's a very interesting guy. I sort of felt bad for him in the way that you do when, you know, it's middle school kids and they could be a rough crowd, you know. I sort of sitting in the back, you know, hoping, you know. But they were there, they were trying to, you know, figure out what his tricks were in the few minutes that I was there. That comes with the territory, right? I hope it wasn't his first bar mitzvah, you know. I thought that the faculty members did a yeoman's job keeping that situation, you know, under control, I have to tell you. But, you know, he gave this preamble. This is what, you know, sometimes the post can, you know, suggest. Some are think it's a Heter Gamor, some think it's an Isser Gamor. Some people think, well, you know, as long as he says at the beginning that he doesn't have any Ruach HaTumah, you know, or he's not in control of any Ruach HaTumah. So he tried to make a speech like that. But it ended up being a little bit more like a therapy session. He started talking about his life. You know, and if you're going to unburden yourself, I would suggest that 7th grade boys are not the most, I don't know, empathic crowd to do that. I thought that was maybe not the best choice of setting to begin to share, you know, mistakes along the road. But he was trying to get across the point that he doesn't have control over the Ruach HaTumah. And then he started. He started with cards and the like. And, you know, the kids started saying, he has something in his pocket. You know, that. So I don't think he did, but, you know. It's tough. You know, there's a reason that when we had, it was a different time, but my parents found the 3 kids in the class who were had their birthdays closest to mine, and when the bar mitzvahs came, you know, we all read the Torah, but for our parties, my parents and the 3 other sets of parents got together and gave everybody a slice of pizza and called it a day, you know, the simpler time. So easier to control the crowd. We did play basketball. So what is this Bale Kshafim? What does that even mean? Why would you want that? And then the one that I guess we would have some insight into is Yodim B'Shivim Lashon Shalotei Sanhedrin Shomas V'Piyat Torgeman. That seems to be substantive, right? Like you wouldn't want to rely on translations or, you know, interpreters. Fine. Okay. So Gavi, go ahead. Now let's take a look at the Rashi's. It's an amazing list. Bali Komo Mara. Right, so Rashi does something really interesting here. He, unless he had a different girsa, he had Bali Koma and Mara, he puts those together. And he says there's supposed to be, there's an intimidation factor. A masan muteles al habrios. That's like the melech. Som tasim alecha melech, shatei maso alecha. There's a din of ema. They should be, superimposing. This is different than v'yiduim l'shivteichem, right? Ruach habrios nochem enu avas habrios lahem. This is what's that new guy's game? Victor, it's going to take me a few months. Victor, who is it? One more time?
The NBA?
The guy who's going to be the top? Wembenyako? Wembenyamo. Yama. One more time. Wembenyama. Okay, thank you. Wembenyama. So, Victor Wembenyama. I just call the other guy Giannis. I didn't even try with Victor. Shamalai, I'm Victor. Okay, so, right, they say that Emasan Mutelas Alabrios, this guy, right? So, Emasan Mutelas, okay, interesting. That's like a very different personality type than we thought we were looking for. Abbas Abrios Lahan, right? They should be accessible and approachable. This sounds really scary. Okay, it's meant to be. We'll have to see. Bali Chachma Rashi doesn't comment on. Bali Zikna, he doesn't comment on, right? I don't know exactly what that would mean at this stage. Bali Kshafim, let's see what Rashi does with that. Okay, so the first, Bali Kshafim, doesn't mean that they're capable, that it's not the illusionists. This is Lahamis Mechashvim, that they know how to kill sorcerers. Wow, who saw that one coming? People who are using sorcery to be fugitives from justice, they know how to kill these people. Wow. That seems like, when they do these Supreme Court, confirmation hearings, looking for qualified candidates. I haven't seen that yet. People who, do you have any experience killing sorcerers? That's apparently on the list. Okay, well. She's demonstrated a mastery of constitutional law, but I just don't know if she's up to killing sorcerers. She's really unproven in that area. We don't know. Okay, that's one. And two. And to expose, to reveal, to out sorcerers who are seducing and enticing others with their sorcery, like the Mitzrim. Wow. So it's really two skill sets. Bali Kshafim means that they own the Mechashvin. First of all, they can kill them if they need to. I guess, as controlled by the principles of Nitan Natsilo Be'achad Me'ivarav, but if necessary. And two, that they know how to out people who are using sorcery to try to seduce people to Avodah Zarah. They know how to detect it. Hence, I mentioned those middle school students who were showing precocious signs of being able to detect, Kishuf, where they saw it. Okay. I'm not sure if they did, but they were aspiring. Okay. One more line in Rashi, then I'd like to save time for one final comment. Okay. Mipia Miturgaman. Oh, to have a lay aid, mipi aid. So this would be a real problem, because we know that at least in Dine Nefashos, Right? This is something that we're actually me'ayim es ha'edim about. And eid mipi eid is always invalid in any situation, even in mamonos, when you need real testimony. The only time we accept eid mipi eid is in aguna. Excellent. Eitan. It's like, you know, the B'nai B'Seira. Where have you been hanging out? It's really good. That's the only situation that we accept eid mipi eid. So wait a second. That sounds like we really need them to know this. That sounds like it would be li'ikuva. So are you telling me that all of these are li'ikuva? Like, I was totally convinced. I was willing to give a whole shiur about how I'm thinking about Vajim Lachamishna, Lufiani Yizdaiti, are not correct, that the Rambam really requires, when he says Vitzarech, that those shiva are really required. You're telling me that you need Balei Koma, Mar? I don't know, Rav Aaron Cutler was like, 4'11", I don't know. Rav Moshe Feinstein was like 4'11 and a half. That you're not taking them with your first round pick onto your Sanhedrin? I am. I'm going with Rav Moshe number one overall. Who are you taking? You know? I mean 20th century, you know, I'm not like taking him against like Hillel HaZaken, but still, you know. So this is really the Ikuva? Sanhedrin Shemas Vihya Maturgaman definitely would be a problem, I would think. And number two, and this is the final comment I really wanted to make. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that these are really very different qualities than we saw on the list of Shlosha. Like, for the Shlosha, I see those as, like, truly essential, totally, you know, fundamental to the role of Dayanim. Chachamim, Anavim, Yirei Hashem, Sonin Es HaMamon, Ohavin Es HaEmes, Avas HaBrios Lahen, Balei Shem Tov. It goes straight to character. I mean, Balei Mara, Balei Koma, Balei Kishuf? Really? Like, I don't know. Does it strike you as so fundamental? Does it? I'm asking, sincere, would that have been your list? Like, some of them, I'm not sure how fundamental they are, and some of them, like, I'm not even sure I would consider it. Okay, like, the Shivim Lashonos, I get, like, that would be really great. Shalote Sanhedrin, Shamas, Mipiyam Maturgaman, that I could see. Balei Koma, Balei Mara, right? Like, you know, Rabbi Yeshua says to the daughter of Caesar, who says, you know, how could you be so ugly? And he says, you know, fine wine can come in a very, you know, Rabbi Yehoshua wasn't the Abed? Like, why would you care? What does this have to do with Din exactly? So Shimon, what I'm going to try to do is utilize that question to explain why we might actually limit these qualities to the Sanhedrin Agedola and argue that they're actually less related to Din. Which is just to put the idea out there very quickly, and I'm sorry for detaining people a little bit late. Following in the footsteps of the Rav, but I'm going to put it in my own formulation, the Sanhedrin Hagadola isn't only the highest court, but it has a particular social role to create religious standards in society. When we talk about Som Tasim Alecha Melech Shetehei Imaso Alecha, what we mean is that the Melech is meant to drive the agenda of the people. Libo hulev kol akol. I don't know what the statistics are, but how many of the American presidents were over 6 feet tall? Right? Like a lot of them, right? It's people look to that for leadership. So maybe what we're saying is, you know, things like outing mechashvin or hunting down fugitives from justice, those aren't purely judicial roles. They're social roles. But maybe you need that. But Shimon, then that would militate, if any is deity, against, you know, the point that you were raising, in Masimin b'Sanhedrin, you said probably all the Sanhedrios, in the absence of other information. I would say if it's really about the social role, I don't think the Bezdin, Al Pesach Hazar, Al Pesach Harabayis, has that degree of responsibility. There's only one, Enei HaEta. there's only one court which is charged not only with being the highest court, but with setting the social and religious agenda for Klal Yisrael. And that's the Beis Din HaGadol. That's what we mean when we say Einei HaEda. So that's the point that we're going to try to develop. And take, you know, again, the Rav did the spade work here, you know, in terms of developing that Chakira, but I think we can say that it's not, these qualities don't factor, with the exception of things like Shivim Lashon, yes, that's Eid Mipiei, that's a juridical quality. But Balei Kshafim, Balei Koma, Balei Mara, that seems much more like a social role than a judicial role. Okay, Adkan.